Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. There's been a sharp drop in aid to East Congo in the lull after the fighting. A Christian radio station in Congo resumes broadcasting, and Spanish-speaking ministries will soon get an eagerly anticipated text. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Humanitarian aid dropped off sharply, and relief programs were suspended because of recent fighting in Bukavu. However, Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says the sudden quiet may free up outreach channels.
People in Bukavu said that they felt the Lord answered prayer because these people who no one thought could be taken out of the city all of a sudden just decided to leave, and they lay down arms. Some of them just changed into being civilians, and others have taken off and disappeared. So the situation has become normal again.
Vinton says the fact that their teams didn't evacuate speaks volumes.
They've been able to help a lot of the people who are hungry, and this has been a real good testimony to say that Christians love people and they want to work and help people, and love and kindness and that kind of a testimony and commitment to what you believe, I think, sometimes speaks louder than just preaching. And so this has opened up some doors to sharing the gospel.
Meanwhile, radio broadcasts from Radio Kahuzi, HCJB World Radio's partner ministry in Bukavu, are back on the air. This follows a brief period of silence when the heavy fighting disrupted power in the city of 250,000 near the Rwandan border for most of 10 days. According to station personnel, Radio Kahuzi is the only private radio on the air in Bukavu. The station is among the first to be established via HCJB World Radio's Radio Planting Ministry, which helps establish local stations. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hindu lawyers are trying to convince the Tamil Nadu government not to repeal standing anti-conversion laws. Other Indian states began doing just that, along with trashing a national version after elections led to a new non-Hindu government. Are they connected? Mission India's John DeVries.
These are three significant, definite things that are going on in India. The minorities in India, the Muslims, the Christians, the tribals, the Dalits, they're all very, very excited that it looks like the pressure is off.
So it's no shock to see believers already in place for outreach. In fact, DeVries says,
I don't personally expect persecution to end overnight, because India is composed of states which are somewhat autonomous, and the BJP is still in control in some of these states. However, there will be recourse of those who are persecuted, and this time there will be some teeth to that recourse.
Next, this fall, the World Bible Translation Center hopes to launch its next teaching tool for the Spanish-speaking world. Teams are wrapping up the Old Testament translation in easy-to-read Spanish. WBTC's Rafael Serrano says the text is eagerly anticipated.
Churches are looking for our text because most people living in the United States and in Latin America are not well-educated people. So the goal is to reach those people with the gospel. Our version is targeted those people.
Printing is tentatively scheduled for November. Serrano explains that once it's released, it will be up to the church leaders to see the scriptures distributed.
We ask for prayer, especially for prison ministries, for new readers ministries, for churches that are interested in evangelize, for those Christians that are looking for preaching the gospel to those who don't know Christ.
And some changes in Albania will allow difficult adoptions to be processed more quickly. The new family law can shorten the time before children can be listed for adoption. Bethany Christian Services predicts that some children will be younger at the time of placement and will be able to be moved into a home more quickly. Since the early 1990s, Bethany continues to support their Albanian friends and provide social and medical services in clinics throughout the country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and high adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.